All right. Good evening, everyone. We began last night the halachos concerning if one makes a bracha she'ina tzricha, an unnecessary bracha or a bracha levatala, how one remedies those particular situations. So the kitzur goes on with the next case. V'im miyad la'achar, so remember, we spoke about yesterday there, for example, if a person makes a bracha she'ina tzricha, bracha levatala, one should recite the phrase, Baruch Shem Kivod Ma'achusol Yolam Va'ed, immediately after that bracha. But then he goes on, V'im miyad la'achar she'hiskir as Hashem, nisker she'ina tzarech levarich. So what happens if a person said, Baruch and then at that moment realize that either they made an unnecessary bracha or a bracha in vain, Yisayim Landeni Chukecha. A person should then complete the bracha phrase with the phrase, or the bracha with the phrase, Landeni Chukecha. So it would be Baruch Ato Hashem Landeni Chukecha. Now the reason, God, blessed are you Hashem, teach me your laws. The reason why that works is because Baruch Ato Hashem Landeni Chukecha is a pasuk in and of itself. So because that is a pasuk, therefore again, if one finishes it up that way, the statement doesn't have the status of a bracha levatala or a bracha she'ina tzricha, shezeu pasuk shalem, v'havi kimo limud v'lo levatala. And then ultimately when one recites that, it becomes like learning and not like a bracha levatala. V'im hischil gam tevas elokeinu. So let's say again, however, a person said baruch ato Hashem and elokeinu. So remember, once you said elokeinu, then what? Then you can't say lamdeni chukecha anymore because that's no longer the pasuk. So let's say you said elokeinu. Now listen to this case. V'niskar miyad la'achar sha'amar elokei. So for example, let's say I say Baruch Ata Hashem elokei. I'm about to finish the new, and before I finish the new, I realize, oh, it's an unnecessary bracha or a bracha in vain. What does one do in such a situation? V'lo gamar lomar nu, and a person didn't finish off the new of elokeinu. Yisayim v'yomar Yisrael avinu me'ata me'olam vi'ad olam. Then a person is able to finish off the phrase Baruch Ata Hashem elokei. Yisrael avinu me'olam vi'ad olam, which is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, which literally means blessed are you Hashem Elokei, the God of Yisrael avinu, of Yisrael our father, me'olam vi'ad olam, from now and for all eternity. However, again, even in a situation like this, the Kitzur says whether one says Lamdeni Chukecha or one says Elokei Yisrael avinu me'olam vi'ad olam, one should go ahead and recite Baruch Shem Kivod Ma'achusol Yolam Va'ed. So therefore, it turns out that in essence, there are three different areas in halacha. If a person makes a complete bracha she'ina tzricha or a bracha levatala, one adds in the suffix of Baruch Shem Kivod Ma'achusol Yolam Va'ed. If one says Baruch Ato Hashem and then realized ultimately again that one recited unnecessary bracha, one ends off by saying Lamdeni Chukecha. And if one said Baruch Ato Hashem Elokei, then what? Then ultimately again, one would finish off the rest of the pasuk of Divrei Hayamim, Yisrael Avinu Me'olam Vi'ad Olam. Of course, if one said nu, then what's the halacha in that situation? One said elokeinu, then at that point one would simply stop the bracha mid-sentence and recite Baruch Shem Kevah Ma'achusol Yolam Va'ed. But the kitzur ends off by saying that really under all circumstances, whenever it turns out that there's been an illegal or inappropriate usage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, it is appropriate to follow up that unnecessary bracha or inappropriate bracha with the phrase Baruch Shem Kevah Ma'achusol Yolam Va'ed. Stop right there. There is no din of finishing the bracha. In fact, we actually just did this in Daf Yomi Bahalocha. The same idea begins that if a person, let's say, began davening Shmor Esrei, I thought I didn't daven. And then I realized I started davening Shmor Esrei again. I realized, oh, I daven. Besides what that says about my general kavana in tefillah, leaving that aside, the halacha is you stop, Rishuchom HaPasim, you stop in the middle. Because once you realize that something is unnecessary or no longer needed, there's no din of finishing it up. You stop midstream, Baruch Shem Kevah Ma'achusol Yolam Va'ed. Rabbi Chanan Yibin HaKasha, Omer Shruach Lezako, says, Yisrael Lefichach, Her Ba'alahem Tumitzo Shneimad, Nechavitz Man Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.